Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, Cool Mama. Hey, Cool Mamas. This is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 45 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. What's going on, ladies? How are you really feeling today? Well, of course, you know, I hope that you are well and feeling good from the inside out. If you are not feeling well, please know that I am praying for you and hope that you start feeling better soon. Self-care. We hear about it pretty much everywhere these days, including this podcast. I feel like most people desire to indulge in self-care, even if it's not something that they are used to engaging in. Self-care is another one of those concepts that has been glamorized in a way that makes you sometimes feel like you are failing if you're not doing it the way the world says you should be. By the world, I really mean social media, and how it's portrayed on the virtual big stage. Taking vacations, going to the spa, getting your hair and nails done, and all the other amazing things that give self-care its good name. I want to be honest with you. Self-care does not come easy for Sheila, especially as a mom. I've talked to many other moms that may not have verbally said self-care isn't easy, verbatim. However, they have explained how hard it is to do anything for themselves. They have described the difficulty that comes with trying to care for yourself in a way, in any way, as a mom. Some of these difficulties are false narratives that have been placed in our heads by others. Some of the difficulties are due to the exhaustion that comes with motherhood. Some are our own stories that we have unintentionally created in our own minds. Whatever the case, the reality is that self-care does not come easy to everyone. Sometimes taking care of yourself does not come naturally when your focus and goal has consistently been to take care of your child. It takes practice. And I dare to say that sometimes self-care can feel like a chore. It can feel like an extra thing to do on your list, especially when it goes deeper than spa days and vacation, which, by the way, spa days and vacations, I want to be clear, are fun, are important, and should be a part of self-care. Okay. But when you are committed to doing self-work, taking care of your body, your mind and your spirit, that stuff is hard. It's hard work. Sometimes I just want to go to bed and try again tomorrow. But the saying, anything worth having is worth fighting for, is what our focus needs to be. As a mom, it can sometimes feel like a fight when you are trying to keep your sanity, joy, and peace. When we stay in the fight, we are saying to ourselves and others that we are worth the effort. When we say things like, I don't have time to take care of myself, we are ultimately giving up on ourselves. While it is a real feeling many of us experience and believe, that time is not on our side to truly focus on our wants, needs, and desires. While that is something that we feel, it's just not true. We can't afford to not think about ourselves. We can't afford to not show up for ourselves and love ourselves. We need that same love and support that we are giving to everyone else. Trust me, I know that the struggle is real. I know that we may be dealing with tons of mom guilt. I know that engaging in any type of self-care takes time and requires you to slow down when you have so much to do already. But do you know what else is a struggle? Being stressed, overwhelmed, overstimulated, exhausted, and drained. This is why I say we cannot afford to not take care of ourselves. Now, you know I can't leave you without providing you with some helpful tips that will help you to stay consistent with your self-care practices when it gets hard. Number one, schedule your self-care. Plan your self-care ahead of time so that it's not something that you have to squeeze into your schedule. Make it a permanent fixture in your life. Make self-care a non-negotiable. Set alarms, add it to your calendar, ask a friend to remind you. Do whatever you have to do to keep it on your mind and in your schedule and on your schedule. Number two, remind yourself of your why. When it gets hard to stick to anything, it is always helpful to remind yourself why this is important to you. One way to remind yourself of your why is by using affirmations and repeating them to yourself every day. Things like, I am worthy. I am a priority in my own life. Self-care is important to me. And these are just a few that I have said to myself and a couple I found online. Well, one I say to myself and the other two I found online. Being a busy mom can sometimes cause you to lose sight of your why, and we need to be reminded often to stay consistent. Number three, if you fall down, get back up and try again. Life happens. Sometimes we may start and stop more than we'd like to admit, but that's okay. Stay kind and compassionate to yourself. Start over as many times as you need to. Practicing self-care is not a race that ends once you make it to the finish line. You are not competing against anyone. You are allowed to fall and get back up. Don't give up on yourself. Remind yourself that you can do challenging things and keep it moving. You got this. Number four, get an accountability partner. Ask a family member or friend to hold you accountable. Ask them to text or call you once a week to make sure you are keeping up with your self-care routines. Ask them to encourage you when you feel like giving up. Accountability is so helpful. It reminds you that you are not alone in this world. Number five, just do it. As Nike says, when you don't feel like it, count to three and just do it. Some days you just need a personal kick in the butt. Okay, let's just keep it real. I remember this song or like a cheer from when I was a kid called Buckle Down, Do It, that I am now realizing is a perfect song to sing to yourself when you are having a hard time pushing forward. I mean, songs bring me joy. So if songs bring you joy, sing a song to yourself, and I'm going to sing this to you, okay? Don't laugh, but I'm going to sing it to you so that you can sing it to yourself and use it when you feel like it, okay? So the song goes, buckle down, do it. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Say, buckle down, do it. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Sheila, what? Do it. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Sheila, what? Do it. All you got to do is put your mind to it, buckle down, do it. Maybe corny, right? But it works. When you sing that stuff and your brain hears you say that, it's going to make you want to get up, okay? So if it's just a day that you're feeling lazy and you don't feel like it, count to three and just do it. Sing the song if you need to, okay? Number six, prayer. You already know what I'm going to say. Ask God to give you the strength and the courage to take care of yourself. Prayer just simply works in every circumstance. every single circumstance, okay? And the reason why it works is because God loves you and he cares about what concerns you. He cares about everything that has to do with you. So pray and ask him to help to make self-care easier for you to do, because if you're having a hard time, it's nothing wrong with that, okay? It doesn't mean that something is wrong with you. You're just tired. You're just exhausted. Sometimes you just don't feel like it, and that's real. So ask God to help you in those areas that you need help in. Now, I hope that after listening to this episode, you feel encouraged to start or continue taking care of yourself, even when it gets difficult. Love yourself unapologetically, girl, because you matter. And as always, I want you to remember that you are loved, you are beautiful, and you are enough. Until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.